Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Okay, today's a fairly momentous day in the news for a couple of reasons. Well, actually, for a couple of current reasons and then a couple of historical reasons as well. And before I sort of wander through this with you, I thought what I would do is give you the opportunity. As many of you are aware, the Supreme Court took on the question of gay marriage yesterday, and they haven't decided anything yet. So, I don't think they're dragging their feet. I think this is a complicated issue for an awful lot of people. So I thought what I would allow you guys to do today, and hopefully you'll do this, you can do it on Facebook, but I'd prefer you did it with a phone call. Present your argument. Pretend that you're presenting the argument either for or against gay marriage, the Supreme Court, which means that it has to be relatively reasoned. It has to be somewhat logical. It can certainly be emotional, but it can't be primarily emotion, because you're trying to convince the justices, right? So bring all of your wisdom, all of your emotions, all of your historical precedent to bear, and see, you can pretend on the Supreme Court, all justices, all right? So I thought I'd give you an opportunity to do that, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9, because this is something that I think touches all of us. It may not affect all of us. We know that fewer people than ever before are married for the first time since the United States has been keeping track of things. There are fewer unmarried people. There are fewer married people than there are unmarried. In other words, single people are now the majority. And I think that counts as adults. I think it's because otherwise it doesn't make any sense, because if you count kids. So I guess it's 18 and above. Oh, by the way, did you see that Hawaii is talking about changing their smoking, that you can't, it's not legal to buy tobacco products or even e-cigarettes till 21. It turns out it's a little less controversial, I guess, than I thought it was, because New York already has that rule, which I didn't know. I mean, part of it is I'm not 18, and part of it is I don't smoke. And e-cigarettes are illegal for 18-year-olds to buy in most places as well. All right, so that's question. I know there's a lot going on today. So number one, I want you to argue, pretend I'm the Supreme Court, and you're arguing either pro or against gay marriage. But you got to be logical. You can't just holler and scream, which I know you guys, I don't even know that I need to say that, because you guys are terrific about it. The second question that I find really appalling, to be quite honest, or the second issue, is that the Orioles game, today, the baseball game that was supposed to happen in Baltimore, is happening, but they're not letting any people go. I don't know. I think I understand that they're trying to be, the discretion is the better part of valor, but still, I'm not sure that I'm on board with that decision, so I'd love to hear what you think about it. Believe it or not, 32 years ago today commenced the riots in L.A. following police officers charged with excessive force in the beating of Rodney King, which is one of those things that makes you feel like not much has changed, right, in 23 years. And that's a really alarming thing as far as I'm concerned. In the next 3 days, 53 people were killed, hundreds of buildings destroyed. So I don't know. I mean, I had just come to New York, I think, then. I don't know that I was living here then. But I remember being on the train with people. And if you're on the subway, you're dealing with people of all different races and creeds and colors and religions and economic status and whatever. And what was really interesting to me, as not being from here and having been in L.A. during the riots, so I guess I must have been here. I must have been here on book tour, because I know I was in L.A. during right after the riots. So, and how much people made eye contact, and how much the message to all to each other was, hey, we're not LA. We can keep this under control. And we did. So, I don't know. All right, so those are the two things that I want to focus on. I'll get back to the day in history because it's kind of an alarming day in a lot of ways. It almost makes you believe in news cycles. 855-993-7569. Lucy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Yeah, I have a lot of issues, and I don't know which one to tackle first. One of them that I want to bring up is the fact that I don't say things, I don't say what I feel sometimes to people. And now, after time has passed, and I want to say, but it's maybe too long, already passed too much time.
Can you give me an example of that, Lucy? I got it. Give me an example.
Yeah. Sometimes somebody will say something to me, something that's not nice, and instead of saying, please don't talk to me that way, or I wait a couple of days, and then I start yelling or snapping or something. The person says, what? When did this happen? I don't know. Or something right, well, happened to me.
All right, woman. All right, let me stop you on that one, and then we can go forward on some other examples if you like. I think that happens to everybody. That we, you know, at the time we don't know exactly what to say, but after thinking about it a little bit, when we get a little bit of distance, whether we get over the shock or the hurt or the embarrassment or whatever it is we're feeling that immobilizes at that moment, then we sort of begin planning what we would have said. And I think that you can do it. It's okay to do what you're doing with one exception. I think it's okay to give them a phone call I'd prefer it face-to-face because I think that's the bravest way to deal with issues like this. And you also are going to get the most information is to say, you know, yesterday when we were talking and you said, wow, I'd put on some weight, that really hurt my feelings. And I just wanted you to know that it really did hurt my feelings. Now, slapping somebody, never a good idea, because when you slap somebody, you're already talking about assault, and you're going to be in a whole different territory. So no slapping. But it's okay to go back and revisit the situation, assuming that you think it's worth it. Now, there's some times where we could think, well, you know, maybe I was just having an off day, or, you know, they were only kidding or whatever. So we're allowed to evaluate whether or not we think it's worth going and reopening an issue that's uncomfortable for us and very well may be uncomfortable for the other person. Sometimes the answer, Lucy, is, it's not that big a deal. If it happens again, then I'm ready. Sometimes, however, the deal is, you know what, I can't get past this. I tried to and I can't. So we get in touch with that person, and that's part of how we communicate it. We say, you know, when you said this, it hurt my feelings at the time, and then I thought, well, you know, maybe it's not that big a deal, but I realized I can't get past it, so we need to talk about it. It really did hurt my feelings. So I think everything's okay, and it happens to everybody, no matter how quick we think we are, how smart, or how much in touch with our emotions. It's not unusual to feel like, rats, I now know what I should have said, but it's okay to go back and revisit it, but don't slap them. All right, what else you got here?
Okay. Also, I'm lately, I don't know if it's my age, I'm 60 plus, that I'm on the defense. If somebody says something to me right away, I snap, I will say, you know, like, I know I always I get very offended over stuff, but it's happening now. I mean, it didn't happen. I mean, it might have happened when I was younger, but I seem to now take it too serious. Like,
okay.
Somebody says to me, oh, well, are you okay? I say, why are you saying that to me? Why are you saying I'm okay? I went into a library, and I think she meant to say, can I help you? But she said, are you okay? I'm like, why are you saying that?
All right, no, wait a minute. Part of it is you snap at her. She's probably not going to tell you. But if you can generally say in the same tone of voice you're using on me, gee, why are you saying that? Because what you're really asking for at that point is information of, tell me what you're seeing, and it may be that you looked pale. It may be that you looked like dizzy. All right, let me ask you a couple of questions. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold, and you think about two things for me. Think about if there's been a change in your life recently, maybe even physically. And second of all, whether or not you're going through menopause, all right, which are not exactly the same thing, but may overlap. So you think about those two questions. I'll come back to you in just a minute, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, you can absolutely do that, 855-993-7569. You can respond to a question on Facebook. You can do what Lucy's done, which is to call with a personal question. You can call and argue, pretending I'm the Supreme Court, for or against gay marriage. And you can tell me what you think about the fact that the Orioles game is being played in Baltimore, but they're not allowing anybody to come to the stadium. Okay, let's go back to Luce, who has certainly a very common but vexing problem in that when people say things, that she figures out the perfect response afterward. And that happens to all of us. And so what you can do is evaluate whether or not you want to just save that response for the next time, should it happen again, or it's irritating enough to go back and revisit it. But then Lucy pointed out that she thinks she's getting a little bit more sensitive than she's been in the past. So she went to a librarian who said, "Are you okay?" So my questions to Lucy were twofold. First of all, has she gone through some major physical change recently? Because sometimes, for example, if you go on a diet and lose weight, people can think you look very gaunt, even though you're terribly proud of yourself for losing the weight. Or the other possibility is menopause, which is the idea that you may be a little less, what's the word I want, comfortable in your own skin than you usually are, just because of the hormonal changes. So, Luce, what's the deal here?
Yeah, I always look tired. I don't know why, my eyes or something. I have a cold. I don't know why, maybe she said that. I retired in the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
So that's another thing, maybe a little depression. It might show on my face because I don't wear makeup, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're going...
I wear a bright orange jacket.
It sounds like you're going... So,
I'm a terrorist or something.
Well, back me up a little bit to the retirement. Was this voluntary on your part?
Yes.
Okay. So you're happy to be retired, yes?
In a way, I don't do much. I do sleep. I go out, but then the local homeless hit me for money. They always ask me for money.
Yeah.
They follow me, and I go into the 99-cent store. I waste money, and I don't know if I need to go out at all. It's like, if I stay home, I'm also a hoarder. I try to say, oh, now I have time. I can clean my apartment, and I don't clean it. I said I'm going to do something. I don't do it. I'm going to do something. And everything is, and also I have obsession with men, kind of, when they do something, I don't forget it. I don't forget the men, and I try to call them, and they think that I'm like a kind of like a stalker or something.
All right, well, let's go through this a little bit at a time. First of all, I don't think the choices are either being a hermit and a hoarder or spending all your money at the 99-cent store. I think we need to find some alternatives. Would you like to take a course? I mean, this is a time of year where you can volunteer to go clean up a park, or what kind of work did you retire from?
I worked for the city. I was a timekeeper, a clerical kind of payroll, clerical.
Okay. So how come it seems like 52 is kind of early to retire? You just got tired of it?
I'm 62. 62.
Oh, 62. Okay.
I'm 62. I'm sorry. I'm 62.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's... Listen, if you can get away with 52, it's okay with me. All right. So what would you like to do if there were no restrictions about time or money or place? What would you love to do for the next couple of years?
I go back to school, actually.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. What would you like to study?
Something. I like law, but that's too long.
Look, you don't necessarily have to become a lawyer. I mean, if the law interests you, then maybe you go and take some courses. And you could take business law. You could. I mean, I think. Listen, stop doing that to yourself. Stop. Figure out, borrow my magic wand, all right? And because it sounds to me that you're more bored than anything else, and bored can lead to sadness and really can lead to depression if you feel like there's not much going on in your life. And for the last probably 30 years of your life, or maybe more than that, maybe 40 years of your life, you've had a job to go to every day, and now you don't. And so, I think the choices are not, as I said, spending all of your money at the 99-cent store or staying home, that there's a whole world out there, and it sounds like you're bright, you're energetic, you're healthy, you're just not very happy right now. So let's figure out what you'd like to do. And if you want to take a course, it may be that you can take courses for free in a lot of places. If you're a senior citizen, which I think you're probably, I think it's over 55. It's probably going to depend on the state that you're in and the institution you're talking about. But a lot of places, you can take courses either for free or for very minimal amounts of money. And being out around people, studying things that you really enjoy, learning some new stuff, may be a great idea.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right, so that's... Yeah, all right, so that's number one. You borrow my magic wand and figure out what you'd like to do. In the meantime, it may be that you can find some volunteer activities that you'd like to do. If you live near a VA hospital, going over and reading to returning people who are at the VA. If you like children, there's probably a hospital that you could go to, or a daycare center, or go and read at the local library. It sounds like the librarian is kind of on your side, even if she's not very tactful. So let's figure out some things that you might really like to do and start doing them. I mean, look, you're a 62-year-old woman. It sounds like you don't have huge financial problems. You don't have health problems. You're just kind of bored. So let's find some stuff for you to do. And it may be worthwhile to stop by Sephora and get a free makeup course temporary, you know, that they'll do. I think for, like, if you buy something, that they'll do a free makeover for you. If you don't buy anything, they'll either do, I think, your eyes or your lips or something. And it may be a great pick-me-up. I was talking with somebody this morning, and we were talking about, she has a friend who's a makeup artist. And I've done a lot of work with domestic violence, and one of the things that I've done is organized makeup artists to go to women's shelters and make them over, give them makeovers. And it changes how they view themselves. And if you're feeling right now that people think you look a little tired, that you're not, it's not your happiest time of your life, and you don't wear makeup, honey, that's easy to take care of. It's easy and cheap. Just go on. I mean, assume that you have Sephora's in your neighborhoods because they're like Starbucks. They're every place. And go in and just say, look, I really don't know very much about makeup. I don't want to look like a clown. I don't want to look like I'm going to the Oscars. I just want to kind of spruce myself up. I just want to look a little more like spring. And I mean, you don't have to really buy anything. And if you do, I mean, you can buy a lipstick or a mascara or something. And it's probably going to be a little more expensive than the dollar store, but not necessarily a lot more. And then start figuring out what you'd like to do. And then we have to clean your house up, but we'll leave the cleaning of the house up temporarily. Right? We'll do that. I want you out of the house temporarily, and then when you feel like your life is working better for you, then we'll tackle the hoarding stuff. All right.
All right. Thank you very much for your advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Get yourself over to go take a walk. Go to Sephora. Tell them I sent you. Make it so you look a little prettier. Go talk to the librarian. Go figure out a volunteer activity and then a class to take. All right. And I'll talk to you. We'll deal with the hoarding. I promise. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, do so. There's much to discuss today in the world at large and the world in history. It is National Shrimp Scampi Day, thank goodness, and National Zipper Day. So if you do too much shrimp scampi, you're going to have trouble with your zipper. I mean, that's the only thing I can sort of discern from that. In 1429, Joan of Arc... These things drive me nuts. Joan of Arc arrived to relieve the siege of Orléans. All right. Thanks, Joan. I'm sure it was this day, probably like 15 minutes from now. I don't even know what that means. Come on, gang. all right. In 1910, this is pretty interesting. The Parliament of the UK passed the People's Budget, the first budget in British history with the expressed intent of redistributing wealth among the British public. Not going to happen here anytime soon. On a really somber, icky note, Dachau was the concentration camp was liberated by the United States troops on this day in 1945. Something I think that the world will hopefully never forget.
Yeah.
In 1953, the U.S. experimented with 3D TV, which is still not caught on. I actually have a friend who has a 3D TV, and I don't think she's ever watched it. I mean, she got the glasses and the whole thing, and I don't know. The Space Patrol on L.A. ABC affiliate KECA TV, which I think they're a Los Angeles affiliate of ABC right now, is KBC, but I don't know. Apparently it was different then. This day in 1967, Cassius Clay, who was then Muhammad Ali, was stripped of his boxing title because he refused induction in the U.S. Army, saying, citing religious reasons, he was a conscientious objector. That was a mistake. I don't think they should have done that. Different time. 1986, Chernobyl. Capture the ruins of the fourth reactor at the Chernobyl power plant. I remember that one. That was I mean, today is really not a real happy day in history.
Yeah,
as I said, and it's today doesn't seem a whole lot easier either. As I said, 23 years ago, the LA riots commenced over Rodney King, which is an unfortunate echo of Baltimore. The Oldsmobile built its final car after 107 years of production in 2004. Adios, Olds. And on a happy note, the wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton, 2011 on this day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Her baby's second baby is due any day now, I think.
Hmm.
I mean, I think things like that are sort of somewhat of a distraction, but that's all right. And if you're looking for something kind of fun, Saturday apparently is Free Comic Book Day. And this is only relevant because, well, there are a couple of reasons it's relevant, I guess. The Avengers comes out Friday, day after tomorrow. And the new Batman comic book comes out, I think today. Let me just look here. I think it's today. Fatal Endgame for Batman and Joker. Today, yes, today. Batman number 40. Batman and his psychotic arch enemy Joker engage in a brutal fight under Gotham that leaves them bloodied and bludgeoned. The Caped Crusader ultimately sacrifices himself to keep his nemesis at bay, while gigantic rocks come crashing down, seemingly killing them both. Not to worry. Divergence comes out as a special issue in comic book stores Saturday as part of Free Comic Book Day.
Cool.
And you get a new armored Batman, so hopefully that's not a spoiler alert. But if it is, just don't play back. Just don't listen to the podcast, right? So that's Saturday. We also have the fight of the century, which only is, I mean, I think they trot out that term every two or three years.
Yeah, seemingly, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like game of the century and
sport and stuff. Crime of the century.
Yeah.
Century of the century. Year of the century. Okay, Manny Pacquiao, who is... we love, just because we saw the documentary and the director has been on the program. And he fights Floyd Mayweather Jr. And Floyd is quite a bit bigger than he is, with a longer reach and heavier. But, then Manny has fought in 8 different categories, different weight classes, and won. So I'm not sure that he views that, with another fighter, it may be viewed as a huge disadvantage.
Well, it'll be Floyd's biggest, it'll be probably the best fighter that Floyd has ever gone against.
He's kind of avoided a lot of folks.
It's easily going to be the biggest challenge of Floyd's career, because Floyd's never lost. He's undefeated.
But he hasn't really fought a whole bunch of terrifically good fighters in the last couple of years either,
right.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
And they're both in there. They're both kind of beyond their prime a bit. They're both in their, mid-late 30s. So
yeah, Floyd is 38. I think Manny is 36.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And something like $200 million or something.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about? We're not going to get any part of that, I don't think. However, We are on Friday going to, it's the first time we've ever done it, but I thought, Manny and I decided it would be appropriate since everybody, I mean, the fight of the century, how could we not? We're going to replay the interview about Manny, just because, how could we not? So you'll be completely up to date with everything you need to know
and that's with,
about Manny.
And that's with Ryan Moore, the director of that documentary.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
It was, I mean, I remembered the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so. It should be fun. So that's our contribution to the fight of the century and to Comic Book Day. No, they're not exactly the same. Alrighty. So you can see today is not a. It's kind of a grim day in history. It reminded me of the both the LA riots and the Baltimore riots. Although, who was I talking to? I know. I got a call from one of the alum people at Rice. We were talking about our days at Rice, and this was a time of year where we also organized a protest. And if you notice, people don't organize protests in the middle of winter. They organize them when it gets to be spring-like, right? Because who wants to be out when it's snowing and raining?
Right.
Which is not really doubting people's commitment per se. But it's a lot easier to get, to go out with a sign and to sort of feel like you want to be outside. And participating. It's really interesting. I was on the train last night, and there was for some reason there must have been there was some event because there were a whole bunch of like 10th grade African American young men, and they were all I assume it's baseball, but I don't know. But they were talking about, their teammates and whatever. I was desperately trying to figure out what sport it was, but they didn't have hockey sticks, so I figured it wasn't hockey. And they were, football season's over, and they were kind of small, so I assume it was baseball. And they were that kind of, gregarious, kind of noisy. Remember when we were teenagers, and we sort of wanted to pretend like we didn't care that anybody was paying any attention to us, so we were loud, so we made sure everyone paid attention to us. That's kind of what they were doing. And actually, one of them was absolutely adorable. He caught my eye and said, "Would you like to sit?" And I really had been sitting for a while, but I thought, reinforce positive behavior. So I said, "Your mom did great with you," and took the seat. So these kids were kind of... They were kind of making eye contact while pretending that they were ignoring all the, everybody else in the train. But they were talking about Baltimore. And it was really interesting because here are the age group, that according to the chief of police, it was the reason that the police didn't respond very quickly, that they were young kids, they're 14, 15, and 16-year-old kids. And that's basically what these kids were. And having these kids talk about what they would have done, and one of them said, I'm not going anywhere near that. I'd stay home. And they were teasing each other, but it was clearly a very different kind of perspective. Now, granted, it's they don't live in Baltimore. They live, I think, in Brooklyn. They were on the Brooklyn train. And they were, but they're the same age as a lot of the kids who are rioting in Baltimore. And their stance on it was completely different, and they were sort of kidding each other. Well, somebody was saying, well, if I were going to loot, I'd loot in McDonald's. So it was very interesting to hear kids that age who really were very clear that this wasn't a very smart thing to do and that they would not have participated in it. Even though they are the age group, they are the sort of kids who, if you took a whole group of people and said who's most likely to protest at this particular moment, except it wasn't a protest, it was a riot, and they weren't. And it was, there was a part of me that wanted to say, hey, good on you guys, good on you for being aware of it, good on you and talking about it, good on you for not really supporting this behavior, but being willing to, because that age is still a macho age. Instead of, I'd loot McDonald's. But it was a completely different kind of outlook. Now, granted, if it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen. But still, it was a very interesting perspective. And I think one of the reasons that I really have embraced this city, even though I'm not a native, of how we've somehow learned to live together more or less, sometimes more, sometimes less, but sort of willing to take a step back and not just react, but sort of sort things out. So 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is exactly that, and you're invited to call about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it's feeling like you're a little overly sensitive to criticism, or that that maybe you're overly critical. All right, whatever it is that's on your mind. There's some interesting stories in the news today. One is the Chinese babies born during pollution light Olympics are heavier, which shouldn't be much of a surprise. That pollution is not good for living organisms, and living organisms in the earliest stages are the most vulnerable. So that makes a lot of sense.
And that's the 08 Beijing Olympics, right?
I would assume so.
Yep.
Yeah. Because they're just getting around to being able to count them and things of that sort. This is not a new story at all, but it's reinforced. This is one of those stories that comes out about every 3 or 4 years, that breastfeeding is associated with a reduced risk of breast cancer recurrence, which makes some sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a scary story. Do we live in a hologram? It's more likely than you think. I don't know. That one seems to me a little nutsy, to be quite honest. The idea being that, you know, we're a parallel world, and
yeah,
I don't know. Those kinds,
it seems crazy, but it is, the idea of it just seems a little troubling. Like,
well, yeah, it does seem sort of a little out there. But I mean, listen, when you get Stephen Hawking saying we shouldn't be sending messages to outer space because they'll come, and they're not going to come when they're friendly. They're going to come to take over our planet. I mean, did you ever see that? He said that, I think, this week.
Just this week he said that?
Yeah, like a day or two ago.
Oh, wow.
He said we should stop sending, you know, because we've been sending signals to outer space for years.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea, he said, no, don't tell them we're here. They'll come and get us. He says everything in our universe might be a lot flatter than it seems, at least if you do the math. If you've got a credit card in your wallet that has one of those little 3D holograms on it, which of course we do, a two-dimensional image that uses some tricks of light to appear three-dimensional, you can get a sense of how new research out of Vienna, where there's sausages, kidding, suggests that we might be able to describe our universe. The mind-melting notion that sometimes floats around in theoretical physics and science fiction circles, let's see, I just lost this, hang on, sorry. That the universe might actually be a hologram continues to be worth further investigation. Not as far as I'm concerned. The idea has been around since 1994, when Leonard Susskind published a paper describing how the merging of the quantum and relativistic descriptions of the universe yielded a three-dimensional world that could actually be an image of data that can be stored on a two-dimensional projection, much like a holographic image. No, I don't think I want to think about that. Testing this idea in a space similar to what we experience in the universe is difficult. Yeah. Has spent the last 2 years trying to calculate whether or not the holographic principle, as it's called, could hold in our universe. I mean, that makes me queasy. Don't you think?
Yeah.
That, you know, that this whole thing is kind of a made-up. All right, if you want to, I can add to your queasy factor. Here we go.
Okay.
A robotic telescope discovered 3 new super-Earths in our galactic backyard. So what we should do is, if we're going to send, a la Stephen Hawking, if we're going to send messages to outer space, we should direct them to one of the 3 new super Earths, making sure.
Yeah. There you go.
Right. Okay.
There you go.
Go to Earth and take the first right. Right. They're 54 light years away. They're larger than the Earth, but smaller than our solar system's giants, such as Neptune. They found them. Looking at telescopes out of Arizona. The 3 planets are unlike anything in our solar system, with masses 7 to 8 times the mass of Earth and orbits very close to their host star. A graduate student found this. The term super-Earth is used only to denote the mass of the planet and does not imply anything about its surface conditions.
That's what I was going to ask. Is
yeah, no.
Similar, the same atmosphere?
No, these 3 planets orbit their host star, who's fetchingly called HD 7924. I think we could find something a little catchier than that.
Yeah.
Or at a distance closer than Mercury orbits the sun, chances of life on them are slim. But the first time robotic telescopes have been used successfully to find such planets. So, you know, robots can see better than we can. The level of automation is a game changer. It's like owning a driverless car that goes planet shopping. They actually found the planets orbiting HD 7924 that we could call 4 for, you know, for convenience sake, in 2009. So there you go.
Hmm.
So got new planets. All right, there's one other sort of weirdo story that I am. Here's the other one. That Antarctica's mysterious blood falls explained a new study. They explained it as a portal to a world.
Oh, goodness.
I know. Because this is supposedly a part of the Earth that can't support life. But they're saying that the blood falls are probably rust, are probably oxidation, which means they're saying that underneath all this there could be like geysers or something. I don't know. But my favorite story for all of this, which is why we have to do all these things, because an accused pizza thief attempted to sell stolen pies to the police. I mean, it gives new meaning to the word a hot pizza, right? We guarantee it's hot. They said they cheesed up their plans. The hot was mine. Cheesed up their plans to make a lot of dough.
Oh, goodness.
To on-duty police officers. 80 frozen pizzas were stolen Sunday from a warehouse in Alaska. They had a street value of more than $1,100 or $13.50 per pizza. That's pretty expensive pizza.
Grief.
Yeah, exactly. You could say good gravy, but never mind. The two suspects were 29 and 21. They called offering to sell some pizzas to the cops. They ate 5 of the stolen pizzas. They've recovered 75 of them. They're charged with second-degree burglary and second-degree theft.
Unbelievable.
And second-degree burns. No. They're in custody. I mean, this is why we need new planets. We need not only new planets, we need new populations. Right? I mean, that's just stupid. What's the point about being stupid unless you can show it and sell a hot pizza to a cop?
Exactly.
There you go.
Well put.
Thank you. All righty. So I'm trying to think if there are any other really good stories that we need to... The idea that there are portals to different universes, that we're really living in two dimensions, but we kid ourselves that it's really three. I don't know. I think it may be time. But the good news is Mental Health Week starts next week. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll get all these really upsetting stories. The fact that our universe may only be flat. We just think we're living in three dimensions. And that one really gives me a stomachache. I don't really like that one at all. All right, so coming back, I have theater to tell you about. Both the Tony and the Drama Desk nominations are out. Saw a bunch of theater this week to review for you. We've got the Orioles game and what you think about that. Apparently you don't care. And you can argue your case in front of me, being the Supreme Court, about gay marriage. All right, all coming up. 2 more hours. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.